Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
It's unfair of him to criticize and demean Asuka like that, especially since she's just been doing her best ever since she got there. Diba natin binigin sa kanya, knocks it out of the park. So parang medyo unfair din na nadamay si Asuka dun. With regards to the spear, I don't really know kung tama siya dun pa. Medyo tinfoil hat yung pagkasabi niyang ganun eh, na parang, oh my god, akin yan, therefore binamalit lang nila yung spear. I don't really know kung may weight behind that statement. It's maybe medyo old man Bill. It's just off his rocker when he said these things.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Gina Liao checking in on a Holy Week edition of the podcast. Kakapam Sunday lang kahapon as we're recording this. No live stream for this week, just getting those admin matters out of the way. But you know, it's been a very long time since I last recorded an episode of the podcast. So I'm just really glad to be back. Thank you guys, Ro, Chino, Emil, and Rowan for holding down the fort while I was away. I've got Chino here joining me. It's just really you and me for this weekend reactions and picks of the week episode, bud.
Yeah, changing partners this week. Past 2 weeks, it was me and Emil. Week before that, it was me and Ro. So, kami lang ni Rowan talagang gaslisay. But glad to have you back, sir. Welcome. And ready to talk some wrestling for the rest of the week.
Yeah, really excited actually. You know, I've been away from the pod for long stretches of time. Pero iba talaga yung nandito ka sa Pinas. Maraming ganap, but you can't be a part of it because of adulting things, house renovation things. It's been a very frustrating few weeks. So as I was telling you guys in the group chat, sobrang excited na ako to get down to business. But first, we got to remind everybody that we've got a huge WrestleMania 40 viewing party in the works. Para sa mga nagtatanong sa ating Facebook page, on Instagram, all of our social media accounts. Yes, it is happening. And it will be in the Philippines, April 7 and 8, Manila time. Chino, tell them more.
Yeah, so that is a Sunday and a Monday morning. The biggest WrestleMania ever deserves the biggest viewing parties ever. Plural. Dalawa yan. One happening in Skinny Mike's BGC. Malayo ba ng Skinny Mike sa inyo? Don't worry. You can also drop by Hobby Stadium in Quezon City. Both days, both venues happening simultaneously at the April 7 on April 7 and 8. For tickets, you can get early bird discounted tickets until April 3. Punta lang kayo sa tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Again, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. You can purchase tickets for as low as 350 pesos. And with that, you get entrance, you get free iced tea, and you get a raffle entry at a shot at amazing prices from our incredible sponsors. Nandiyan si Hubby Dainzy from Geek Talk PH giving away a shirt, especially our partners from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. Magpapabigay din siya ng merch. We also have some display booths in the works. Ang daming ganap ng WrestleMania viewing party namin all for you guys. We also have two-day passes available at 600 pesos. So for 600 pesos, pwede ka na manood ng two days consecutively. Wala ka nang problemahin. You just have to show up at the venues. Few reminders lang, guys. Belts and other collectibles not allowed at Skinny Mike's. However, Hobby Stadium will be allowing belts only. Other merch will not be allowed inside the Hobby Stadium. Belts lang ang pwede. Also, the two-day passes are non-transferable. Meaning, if you buy for Hobby Stadium ka lang pwede manood. You buy for Skinny Mike's lang pwedeng panooran. Also, finally, the tickets that you purchase don't equate to a table reservation. So, advice namin, magpakita kayo maaga. Be there as early as 6, 7 a.m. The show starts at 7. Be there by 6. You should be good. Hindi kayo tatayo for 3 hours as we partake in WrestleMania 40. So, yun lang yung reminders. Again, tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH for all the incredible tickets and two-day passes.
Yeah, thank you so much to all of our partners. Napaka-generous magpamigay ng mga prizes. Even our patrons, na, you know, we don't even ask them to contribute to these prizes, but they sponsor these tickets. We're giving away several one-day passes and one two-day pass. All of them courtesy of our very generous patrons. We call them El Patron Anonimo because they wish to remain anonymous. Pero maraming salamat sa kanila. You guys know who you are and we love you. All right, now we'll see you at WrestleMania 40, biggest WrestleMania of all time. But we've got some weekend reactions. We're going to start with yung mga ganap ng SmackDown. So, Chico, let's talk about Bianca Belair because what she's going through right now as a character, napaka-familiar. In fact, ito rin yung pinagdaanan ni Drew McIntyre nung si Jey Uso na transfer to Monday Night Raw. And yung reactions ni Bianca Belair, they're not as angry, they're not as vitriolic as yung mga reactions ni Drew McIntyre. Kasi si Drew, ready na mag-sprack dito kay Jey Uso, di ba? When Jey turned face and moved to Raw, si Bianca, when faced with Bayley, more of she's telling Bayley na ito yung karma mo. Actions have consequences and you have to be held accountable. So mga pinaggagawa mo sa akin and the rest of the SmackDown women's locker room. And then you have Naomi here as a supporting character kasi siya yung veteran voice of reason, di ba? Telling Bianca na, look, yung mga nangyari sa'yo, wala ako noon. Nung nangyari yun, wala na ako magagawa. Di ko siya mababago. Pero yung magagawa ko is to back you up against damage control. So yun na lang yung gawin natin. So what do you think of this little side quest that Bianca is in, given that we don't know Bianca's road to WrestleMania yet because this story is all about Bayley and damage control?
Yeah, I think as far as Bianca Belair is concerned, just because her road right now, her story right now is a little bit more vindicated than Drew McIntyre, doesn't really exempt her from turning heel. And I think this is where it's going anyway. Because honestly, I feel like Bayley's gonna walk away with the title come WrestleMania. Matatali niya sila Io Sky, and the rest of Damage Control. Kasi yun yung arc niya, diba? She's one versus all mentality na siya ngayon. So I feel like she's gonna walk away with the title and have Bianca Belair as her next challenger with the same mindset going into it as Drew McIntyre, feeling deserving siya of that title shot because she feels like she has to put Bayley in her place. She has to be the one to deliver the punishment, so to speak. As far as Naomi is concerned, kind of feel like she's being a second-hand ally here dito sa story na to. Sort of almost girl in the fridge like na parang nandiyan lang siya. Diba? Being used as a plot device, which is unfair for her, especially since she was just coming off that Tiffany Stratton rivalry. I would have loved to see a lot more of that. At least it also gives Tiffany Stratton, who we all love, a shot at WrestleMania, diba? But again, we still have 3 weeks here. We still need to see where this is going. And who knows? Maybe dun nga papunta, maybe not.
2 weeks na lang actually yung Road to WrestleMania. Because,
pala, Holy Week na pala ngayon. Oh my God.
Holy Week na, di ba? So medyo, ano na, pressure cooker situation na, di ba? If you don't have your WrestleMania match yet, if you're not yet on the card, yun nga, di natin alam, di ba, what's gonna happen with Bianca Belair, how she gonna figure into the storyline. Di ba, we called yung prediction na it might be Bianca teaming up with Jade Cargill to take on the Kabuki Warriors for the Women's Tag Team Championship. Kasi none of those wrestlers have a match yet for WrestleMania, which brings us to our next point na si Jade Cargill is now officially a SmackDown superstar. So, with 2 weeks, is there enough time para sa'yo, Chino, to write her into the Road to WrestleMania? And kung mangyayari nga yung fina-fantasy book ng mga fans sa internet na Bianca and Jade versus Kairi and Asuka, is there enough time for that?
I think if anything, mas credible yung Bianca and Naomi kasi since yun yung pinapakita sa atin ng SmackDown, right? That's where I think they want to go with it. However, yun nga, Bianca Belair still apprehensive about being involved with this whole damage control Kabuki Warrior situation. So there's that. As far as Jade Cargill is concerned, I kind of feel like they're really just inunahan nila yung potential ni Jade Cargill. Yes, she's a big star, but yes, she's a big name draw, and that's what they're touting her as. But I also feel that they could have just waited for her because 2 weeks for her after WrestleMania, rather, because I feel like 2 weeks isn't enough to build a credible storyline around somebody when we've only really seen her once, which was during the Women's Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very curious kung paano nila ilalagay si Jade Cargill sa plans for WrestleMania. Kasi ang hirap din na nandiyan si Jade. She's been with the company since September. Pero nag-wrestling lang siya ng Royal Rumble, di ba? Siyempre, hindi pa siya as ready as everybody else. Yung time niya in AEW was basically her learning on the job. So, ganun din, learning the WWE style, which some will argue, magkaiba pa rin doon sa pinanggalingan niya in AEW. So, I'm very excited, very curious din to see kung saan la-landing to si Jade Cargill sa WrestleMania 40.
Just a quick word. I feel like she was just spent her time in the PC. So, sana yun yung ginagawa niya. Since she signed in September, sana she's been working on. Because the last time we saw her was in the Rumble, and that wasn't even a real match, so to speak, diba? It was just a Rumble. So nandun siya, may kasama pa siya ibang babae. She wasn't really there to tell a story, unlike here, wherein if she gets involved with the women's tag team titles, mas malaki na yung implications nun for both her wrestling career and the stories that are told on SmackDown.
No, you make a good point. Sabi mo kanina na parang mas may sense if Bianca and Naomi yung team. Kasi Naomi's already an established character, but she also came back ng Royal Rumble and she's already part of this story as opposed to Jade na umaaligid lang and is really just yung big free agent na inaakit-akit na Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis and then finally nag-sign na to sa SmackDown. So, we'll see. Sana kaya pa. There are technically still 2 episodes of SmackDown before we get to WrestleMania. So, tingnan natin ano mangyayari by then. Now, let's venture outside of WWE and talk about Ronda Rousey kasi medyo nag-blow up to sa Twitter over the weekend na merong comments si Ronda Rousey about Vince McMahon and the WWE in her new book. Chino, you want to summarize these things and let us know what your thoughts are because obviously I can't comment on these because, you know, of where I work.
Yes, so I'll take over from here. In her upcoming autobiography coming out sometime in April, I think, called Our Fight, Ronda Rousey basically called Vince McMahon a slimeball. And she says, and I quote, she does not know sometimes when she talks to Vince where the slimeball sleazy boss character ends and the actual Vince McMahon begins. She also calls the business dealings of the WWE with big cities and with Saudi Arabia very detrimental to women's and women athletes. She also credits Triple H for being a professional and being an ally behind the scenes and running NXT excellently. So over the weekend, and daming reports na sinabi na nagsabi ng mga ganyan, but then Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful actually went and looked for his sources and some of them say na debunk na yung ibang sinabi ni Ronda Rousey dun sa book na yon. No, I don't really know kung ano talagang pinanggalingan itong vitriol ni Ronda because she's been with the company for what, 4 years, diba? 3 year run niya with the WWE. Sana natapos na yung NDA na pinirmahan niya before she actually opened her mouth. Kasi laking issue nito. It's actually very surprising. As somebody who's always known Ronda Rousey to be a WWE stan, a WWE mark, and she's always been vocal about it, to hear her experience with the company and to hear her shoot like this is very surprising. Although, again, wala naman tayo doon. Maybe she actually took off the rose-colored glasses and was just shocked by everything and how everything was ran. So, baka may pinanggalingan siya something legitimate. Although, again, na-debunk na siya. We don't really know kung ano yung truth talaga dito sa matter na to.
Yeah, very few details din yung lumabas. Yung mga sinabi ni SRS, it's just that some of the claims that Ronda put in the book were debunked. Hindi natin alam which claims yun and which claims yung actually totoo. And as you said, Gino, iba talaga eh, if you're coming from your perspective ni Ronda Rousey as opposed to tayo-tayong mga nasa labas, diba? Even ako, yeah. Na I'm with the company, my experiences with the company are very different from Ronda Rousey's experiences with the company. So we'll see. If you guys want to get a copy of the book, maybe this could hook you into actually getting a copy and reading it. Let's close out our weekend reactions here with Goldberg and his comments about Asuka. So ito rin, medyo pumutok on the internet over the weekend. So si Goldberg umapir siya sa isang podcast called Nothing Left Unsaid. It's hosted by Tim Green. And then tinanong sa kanya if WWE was hostile towards him before he made the switch to WWE from WCW. Sabi ni Goldberg, feeling daw niya na WWE tried to tarnish his image when he eventually got there by having Asuka beat his historic 173-0 win streak. So yung quote is, and I quote, "Well, a girl beat my winning streak. Asuka is her name, some Japanese girl, and they touted her as being the one to have the longest winning streak, and it just so happened that that culminated when I got there." And then hindi pa pumreno dun si Goldberg because he also said something about yung spears, diba? Yung, the prevalence of spears among WWE superstars. Sinabi ni Goldberg, and I quote, "And then it just so happened that every single wrestler uses the spear in their moves, right? Ironic that that happened when I got there. So that's how they do it," end quote. So, yung comments pala about Asuka, for me, not the best comments, you know? Borderline sexist, sort of racist, diba? to reduce Asuka, who is, I would say, a living legend in the Joshi scene at this point, to some Japanese girl. Parang, come on, let's do better than this. Not the best way to have handled that. If, let's say, si Goldberg himself is salty about how his WWE run went, for example, not the best way to go about it. Then again, si Goldberg himself is also the target of some salty post-career comments about from Bret Hart. So I guess all of this negative energy is just going around.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, hindi ko pwedeng sabihin na walang kasalanan si Goldberg because he did say those things. Diba? Medyo out of touch siya dun sa mga sinabi niyang yun. But on the other hand, siguro nga, people like him, people of his nature, have had different experiences with the WWE na pumasok sila with optimism and they left with a bitter taste in their mouth. Who knows what really happened? But it's unfair of him to criticize and demean Asuka like that. Especially since she's just been doing her best ever since she got there. Diba natin binigay sa kanya, knocks it out of the park. So parang medyo unfair din na nadamay si Asuka dun. With regards to the spear, I don't really know kung tama siya dun pa. Medyo tinfoil hati yung pagkasabi niyang ganun eh. Na parang, oh my God, akin yan. Therefore, binamalit lang nila yung spear. I don't really know kung may weight behind that statement. It's maybe medyo old man Bill. It's just off his rocker when he said these things.
Yeah, this is one of those times where sana he just took a page out of Daniel Padilla's playbook at nag-shut up na lang siya. So. All right, we're going to take a break here. Those are our weekend reactions. As always, kung meron kayong comments, mga ganap in wrestling, whether over the weekend or during the week, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. We'll take a break. When we come back, our picks of the week. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Hi, He's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain?
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And we're back, so let's get to our picks of the week. I'm going to start with mine, and it was the Cody Rhodes promo from last week's episode of Monday Night Raw. And sobrang ganda ng promo ni Cody, for one, because he didn't need 25 minutes. You compare, diba, yung mga promos ni Rock to Cody. Cody gets it done in his 10 to 12 minute promos. This one was like a 9-minuter. Whereas he, you know, si Rock, he's been going off for 20 plus minutes on Instagram, on TV, and while we love The Rock, while we love hearing him speak and electrify the audience, may hangganan din yun eh, you know? So, si Cody being very efficient with this time, sobrang A-plus na yun. It was also great na si Cody knows how to weave yung emotional journey during the promo. Like, he'll talk about his mom, and he'll say na hindi siya afraid of The Rock, and then he'll also be very, very brave in calling out The Rock, diba? Who is technically his boss, on his megalomania as a character, diba? See, Cody also tried to hit Rock where it hurts and to counterpunch. Kasi si Rock, di ba, nagmumura siya. So si Cody sa niya, Rock, di ka heel, asshole ka. So I thought that was a great way to stoop down to Rock's level, adding yung LDS comment, yung little dick syndrome, di ba? It's a great way to stoop to Rock's level by being juvenile while also hitting him where it hurts. Kasi, di ba, yung presentation ni Rock before the heel turn is that he's a stand-up guy. He's the guy you want to see run for president. He donates to family members and random people that he feels needs a hand and all that. So it was very refreshing to see Cody call The Rock out like this. And sinasabi rin ni Cody kay Rock na even though you think you're the final boss, hindi pa rin ikaw yung tribal chief. Diba? Kaya nga tinawag niya siyang side chick ni Roman. So that was pretty good. And yung mga little details that I appreciated. For one, he actually acknowledged si Cody na may resemblance siya kay Homelander. Sabi niya, I'm gonna go all Homelander on you and rip your throat, sabi niya kay Paul Heyman. And shinoutout din niya si Brian Gewirtz, yung longtime writer ni Rock, for that new nickname, the final boss. So much went down in that promo, that 9-minute segment na napaka-efficient, and it just really made me hyped for the main events of WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, I appreciated sinabi ko to when we talked about this on the pod, that medyo na-cringe ako when Cody started cussing. It's parang yung effect ng batang nagkakuss, yung natuto siya ng bad words ginamit na niya to that effect. But I appreciate the fact that he was telling a story here. And, you know, hindi natin maalis yung tightness of the promo and how he was efficiently able to deliver the message, di ba? Mapasukan pa niya yun ng mga different bits and pieces like you mentioned, di ba? Shouting out different people from outside the ring and all the things The Rock did outside the WWE. So I appreciated that from Cody. And I appreciate that we're getting to see him tell more of this story a little bit more, di ba? Being able for allowing him to refocus the attention on him versus Roman Reigns, which was initially the whole point of this rivalry to begin with. So ako, I like where Cody is able to redirect our attention, the way he's able to tell us that, hey, The Rock is there, that's fine, but I need to focus on Roman Reigns. And that that to me is just grade A storytelling.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's her first pick. Let's go to yours from the same episode of Monday Night Raw, Chino.
Yeah, so my pick comes from the Tag Team Eliminator Tournament for the ladder match that's happening on WrestleMania. It's the first round match between DIY and the Creed Brothers. And I like this because, first of all, I'm a big NXT fan, especially of the black and gold days. And I feel like this was a meeting of two generations of NXT that were just performing the top level. Diba? Yung first half ng match na na balibagan lang from DIY, making DIY actually look like cruiserweights. Diba? In this match was funny to me, especially considering these guys are former NXT champions, pareho sila in their own right. They're also former NXT tag team champions. So parang the pedigree na dinala nila dito sa match na to, parang na-negate ng Creed Brothers. The Creeds are just incredible athletes, man. Men their size should not be able to fly around like that. But I'm glad that DIY was able to find their way to a WrestleMania spot. And I'm still rooting for them as a DIY fan.
Yeah. Si Ro nilagay niya sa Raw review niya, which you can find on our Patreon for free, by the way. Na, they basically gave us an NXT TakeOver level match between DIY and the Creed Brothers. Sobrang ganda. Nakakatuwa talaga. It was very reminiscent, even down to the time. We go back to how much time was allotted here. DIY and the Creeds got to cook for 25 minutes. And that's a takeover level style of match talaga. They got three segments on Raw. So sobrang ganda. I love how napaka-stacked and napaka-deep ng tag team division ngayon, to the point na it's actually kind of sad that a lot of these teams will not make it to WrestleMania. You've got the Creeds, you've got Legado, the Final Testament, about Authors of Pain, rather. A lot of these teams are not going to make it to WrestleMania just because of how stacked everything is and how, you know, not to make the comparison, but, you know, WWE PLEs are very lean as opposed to AEW na talagang siksik na siksik with all of these matches. So, you know, props to everyone involved. I'm a DIY guy, so I'm super excited to see Gargano and Ciampa in their very first WrestleMania. All right, let's go to our next pick here. This one is from Rowan. So he picked the LA Knight Home Invasion segment from SmackDown this past weekend. Sabi ni Rowan, he liked it because it feels like you're watching a different TV show. And na-amused daw siya how this rivalry has shown how far AJ Styles and LA Knight will go to get even at one another. Si AJ, he flew 21 hours to Perth to cost LA Knight his match in the Elimination Chamber. And now LA Knight pays AJ back by being disruptive outside his home and by brawling right outside it. So while the whole thing was happening, sabi ni Rowan, his jaw was on the floor out of amusement. But it's not the first home invasion angle, but in wrestling. He was watching the segment in the living room with his dad, and he was convinced that the home invasion was legit and that LA Knight got arrested. I'm guessing yung airpats ni Rowan and not Rowan himself. So, Igal, what did you think, Chino? Because he's right here now. You know, there have been so many home invasion angles in the history of wrestling, from Pillman's Got a Gun to John Cena and Randy Orton. The list goes on.
Or Orton invading Triple H's house. Wrestling homes are not safe.
Randy Orton burning down Wyatt's house, di ba?
Is it? Exactly. Ang daming mga nangyayari sa mga bahay ng mga wrestlers. It's just hilarious to me that you have multi-million dollar contracts tapos hindi kayo maka-invest sa home security. But anyway, I do appreciate the different camera angles that they used here. Yung body cam footage and yung dash cam footage na ginamit nila reminded me a lot of those cinematic matches, which I really enjoyed. I think I'm in the minority here when I say that. But I really enjoyed it. Tama nga si Rowan. It kind of felt like a different TV show almost. With those camera angles, I think they should have let the brawl play out a little bit more. I don't necessarily know if this is a match that deserves a WrestleMania spot. I'll be honest. I think even if they are top caliber guys, there are so many more stories that are being told that are a lot more captivating than an LA Knight AJ Styles rivalry, especially since hindi siya consistently told. But again, because it is AJ Styles, because it is LA Knight, siguro dun nga papunta to in the WrestleMania match.
No, I mean, they're already booked for WrestleMania. Like, it's actually official.
De kaya nga, oh.
Diba? I don't know what else you would do for LA Knight since LA Knight has been hot for the last year. And this is actually his first WrestleMania feud.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, medyo surprising yun sa akin. Tama. Right? Because, you mean, LA Knight has been taken advantage of multiple times, diba? In the many rivalries he's had. We thought he was going to win it all. And then all of a sudden, hindi pa na sila nag-pull ng trigger dun sa ganun. So maybe this is a good consolation match for LA Knight here kasi he does have this history with AJ Styles outside the WWE, diba? So I guess it's a good enough reason for him to be on a WrestleMania rivalry match.
Yeah. LA Knight, AJ Styles, that should be a fun one to watch out for at the very least kasi it's a blood feud, diba? No championships involved. We were saying that, he might be going after the United States Championship, but now we know that Logan Paul is defending instead against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. So that's another thing, by the way, we have to watch out for. All right, down to our last two picks here. We're going to cross over to AEW, and we will start with Emil, who picks Julia Hart and Sky Blue versus Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander from Rampage. So, sabi ni Emil, the main event showcased a heated rivalry that's been brewing for months. Sky Blue's heel turn and her sudden alliance with Julia Hart. Actually, di na nga sudden eh. Di ba matagal na silang allies? Her alliance with Julia Hart has set the stage for a dramatic showdown against her former friends Willow and Chris Statt. The Toronto crowd was pretty hyped for the match despite it being the last of a 3-hour broadcast. And sabi ni Emil, nag-all-out daw yung ladies with their use of weapons and their willingness to go through spots like Statt taking a bump on the thumbtacks or Willow slamming Julia Hart through the table. One last note here from Emil Sabine. He's been noticing that Tony Khan has been utilizing tag team street fights as a convenient way to end feuds in the women's division. So for him, it's hinting at a potential issue with repetitive booking. And na-notice niya na TK has used this match to end feuds for the last 4 or 5 women's feuds going back for a few years now.
Yeah, I mean... There's a reason it works, right? There's a reason why it's called cliche and inuulit-ulit niya. Yeah, it is repetitive and yes, nakakalata na siya. But it's nice, for me, it's nice to see somebody like Sky Blue or even Anna Jay from way back, right? Participate in this type of match because it shows us that these women are here to compete, right? Regardless of the stipulation. But we know that Stat can do hardcore. We know that Willow can do hardcore. But to see Julia Hart do hardcore, to see Sky Blue do hardcore, when the unang runs ng mga career nila, hindi sila masyadong pinapansin, that change, that arc in their character, that's actually very refreshing to me. And I like hardcore matches. And I like seeing wrestlers step out of their comfort zone. Diba? They don't necessarily have to be hardcore wrestlers from here on out, but the fact that they can take it to that next level is actually very entertaining to me, and I appreciated this match. You know, kind clusterfuck siya, right? all the tacks and table spots and chair spots, very good to watch.
Yeah, I also got to watch this match over the weekend. So, you know, I've spent the last couple of weeks just catching up on all the wrestling I've missed. So fortunately, walang collision, which gave me time to watch Rampage. So yeah, I did enjoy this main event tag team street fight. And everything you guys said, you know, you guys covered it. So let's go to our last pick here. Actually, maglalagay ako ng bonus pick. I think we have time for one more after Rose. So Rose picked Chris Jericho versus Hook from Dynamite. And sabi ni Rose, Chris Jericho wanted to chase clout by being the guy to put Hook back in the spotlight. And Rose doesn't hate it. Sabi niya, this is the Hook that hooked him back when he debuted. Calm, smooth, natural killer in the ring. You could also tell Jericho enjoyed working with Hook because he felt like a throwback to the 90s and 2000s wrestling style where people were taking their time and making the moves feel big while still keeping it exciting. Sabi rin ni Rona, it was the right decision to just straight up put Hook over. Jericho has to be commended as well as the early exploder suplex really seemed to fuck him up for real. Yeah, ninerbis din ako noon when I saw Jericho take that suplex. But he pulled through, wrestled a solid match, and still bumped like crazy for Hook. So even now, hindi ko pa rin alam kung totoo ba yung parang stinger niya from that exploder or if it was really a work and just part of the match.
Yeah, no, I appreciate Chris Jericho now more than ever. He's been taking hard bumps to younger guys, diba? And especially now that he's in a throwback of his career where they're calling him the Lionheart again. It's actually very entertaining. I like how we're going through the different stages of Jericho as we progress, as he progresses rather in this late stage of his career. As far as Hook is concerned, I do think he's improved way more than when he started out, diba? Hindi na siya yung deadpan guy lang na lumalabas sa ring and just makes people tap out, diba? There's a lot more calculation involved. So nakita natin to sa match na to. I remember that spot that you guys talked about. I did also feel na baka nga totoo, but then at the same time, I also was like smart glasses on and think na kung totoo nga yan, di nila tutuloy yung match, diba? Which essentially happened. So I do appreciate this match. I think it was pretty good as well.
Yeah. Pretty fun stuff. Actually, sa dinami-dami ng mga picks natin, I think we all forgot that there's one match that deserves to be on this list, and it was the TNT Championship match between Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, that I Quit match. Yeah. My God. It was so hot, obviously, kasi main event in Toronto, di ba? Hometown nila. This is a bonus pick, by the way. And could you imagine, now we would see Edge versus Christian in the year of our Lord 2024 in their 50s after everything those guys have been through. The fact na we never got that Edge versus Christian feud other than that quick series of matches or that one match they had in 2001. We got it in 2023 and 2024, and it led to an I Quit match over the TNT Championship. Just saying those words 5 years ago, hindi natin masasabi yun with any certainty, diba? And yet they were able to give us a very fun I Quit match. Granted, hindi siya yung sobrang brutal na talagang magiging uncomfortable ka, magfa-flinch ka.
No, I don't know about you. I was uncomfortable with all those ball shots.
I guess, yeah, kasi diba, lahat naman tayo na lalaki or na may balls, we know what it's like, but it wasn't as uncomfortable as Swerve versus Hangman where may nagbumumog ng dugo, yes, diba? Merong tamtak sa bibig, all of that stuff. It was the fun type of hardcore match, which I think I enjoy as opposed to yung deathmatch crazy style that's in a Nick Gage or peak Mick Foley would do. So I enjoyed what they did with the I Quit match. I enjoyed the involvement din ng patriarchy and Cope's friends, diba, from Daniel Garcia to Daddy Magic. That was all pretty fun. So I love how it finally came together and Edge being the babyface here, or Adam Copeland rather, gets his cathartic win, wins the TNT Championship, gets to hold it longer than 6 minutes or however long he held it the last time. And now he gets to hopefully put someone else over when the time is right.
Yeah, I do appreciate this match for all the reasons you've mentioned. It also just reminded me of how professional these two are, their experience with one another, and then yung hangganan ng isa't isa. That's probably why they didn't do any crazy blood spots. Hindi sila nagbuhog ng dugo. It's also nice to see them acknowledge their hometown, essentially, and home country with the hockey spots that they did.
Oh, yung Maple Leafs jersey na sinuot ni Cope.
Tapos nagsapakan pa sila dun sa penalty box, which is entertaining. I popped for that.
Yeah.
So I also like how it ended, the way it ended with Adam Copeland on top as the new TNT champion, because now all the Cope opens have gravity. Diba? You're facing a champion in AEW. Not to say na just because you were facing Adam Copeland, the non-champion, hindi na importante yung nangyari. But Adam Copeland as TNT champion is now more must watch than ever. So I like how extreme it got in this match. And I can't wait to see how far his run will be as a TNT champion.
Dagdag ko lang yung finish. Diba kasi yung finish was nakaposa sina Nick Wayne and Killswitch and Christian Cage, diba? Their hands were tied behind their back and they were cuffed to the corners or in turnbuckles. Yeah. So to see Christian quit kasi tinatamaan na yung balls niya with the hockey sticks, that was a very innovative way to make someone quit, diba? It made sense because nut shots aren't fun. There are only so many nut shots a human can withstand. And it was very different from how people would quit kasi they're in a submission hold or a family member or a loved one is being threatened, like yung nangyari kay Jey Uso. Very innovative way to get someone to quit, which I guess in after so many decades of wrestling, to find something new to do, something that we've seen so many different ways, so many different times, is something worth commending.
Yeah, nung nilabas ni si Spike, diba? I was like, oh my God, are they really gonna connect with this? Buti na lang nag-quit si Christian Cage. nung time na yon. But I was just very, I was laughing and crying at the same time. Yeah. As a man, you probably know how that feels, diba?
Good stuff, sobrang good stuff. And for me, as an edgehead, as a fan of Christian Cage as well, I'm really, really happy that we got to have this match. So that is our bonus. I hereby declare consensus pick of the week kahit na dalawa lang tayo nandito sa podcast na to. So there, if you have your own picks of the week that you want to share with us, you know where to find us. Hit us up. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. Individually, it is at Chino Supersized. For me, it is at _Stancy. For our co-hosts, it is at Rowiswar, at EML_Meister, and at Monday Night Rowan. Congratulations nga pala to our boy Ro Moran for making his comeback in the ring over the weekend at WrestleStorm. I saw the photos and the videos. Good stuff all around. See him team up with Main Max as the Gemini Kings. Felt great to hear our iconic MSG entrance theme all over again. So, you know, you guys can talk to him about that on our next episode, which we'll be recording probably on Thursday or Friday. Wala nga lang live stream as a programming note because of Holy Week. So, if you want to be part of the live streams, we will have one more next week kasi go home week ng WrestleMania. Alright, so catch us then on Facebook and on YouTube. It's at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. For now though, dami naming ganap happening on our Facebook page, yung mga ticket giveaways natin. It helps to follow the podcast on Spotify. Leave a 5-star rating while you're at it. Follow us as well at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. We gotta get out of here, so thank you so much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do for us behind the scenes. On behalf of Chino Liao and our other co-hosts, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcasts, out. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.